today we're learning Perek Beis of Maseches Brachos, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, we discussed when you're allowed to respond and when you're allowed to greet somebody, and we spoke about the concept of Bein HaPrakim, of in between the paragraphs of Shema, but we never defined what Bein HaPrakim actually is. So that's what Mishnah Beis comes to do. Eluin Bein HaPrakim, the following sections are considered between the paragraphs of Shema, where again we said both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda agree that you're allowed to be Shoel even Mipnei HaKavod. So they are, and they disagree whether you're allowed to be Meshiv Shalom LeKaladam or only Meshiv Mipnei HaKavod. But what are these Bein HaPrakim? Bein Bracha Rishona LeShnia. First of all, between the first Bracha of Shema and the second Bracha of Shema, which by the way highlights the point, the fact that we call that Bein HaPrakim, even though Lechori you haven't even started saying Shema when you're in between the first and the second Brachos of Shema. That highlights the point that we said yesterday, that the Brachos of Kriya Shema are a chelek of the Kiyu Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that it's considered part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So, Eluin Bein HaPrakim, Bein Bracha Rishona L'Shniya, Bein Shniya L'Shema, in between the second Bracha and the actual beginning of Shema, Bein Shema L'Vahayim Shemoa, in between Shema and Vahayim Shemoa, is also considered Bein HaPrakim, so, and Bein L'Vahayim Shemoa L'Vayomer, and in between Vahayim Shemoa and the passage of Vayomer, Bein Vayomer L'Vemes V'Yatziv, and also in between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv, which is the Bracha that follows the Kriya Shema. So in each of those sections, that's considered the, in between the paragraphs, that's considered the Bein HaPrakim. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bein Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatziv Lo Yafsik. He disagrees with that very last point. He thinks that between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv, you're not allowed to be Mafsik at all, that the word Emes has to be together with the third parsha of Kriya Shema, so you can't be Mafsik between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk said in Yirmiyahu says, Vashem Elokim Emes. So puts together Hashem Elokim together with the word Emes. So since the very last words of Shema are Hashem Elokechem, so the Bartanur explains, we want to juxtapose it with Emes. And that's what the Bartanur writes. Tichsiv Hashem Elokim Emes in Yirmiyahu Parak Yud, Hilkoch Ein Mafsikin Bein Ani Hashem Elokechem LaEmes. So we don't want to be Mafsik between Ani Hashem Elokechem and Emes. V'chein Halacha. And that's in fact what the halacha is. That's in fact what we do. That's how we end Shema. We end Shema with the word Emes, even though the word Emes really belongs in the next paragraph. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So once we know what Bein HaPrakim is, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, Lama kadma Shema levayim Shema. Why is it that the chapters of Shema are recited in the order that they're recited in? That it's Shema, then Vahim Shema, and then Vayomer. So why is it first Shema and then Vahim Shema? Elikadeshi akabal level mach Shema. Because first the person has to be mekabel of Almach Shemayim, and that Shemayim Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is when we accept the Almach Shemayim. V'achar kach yikabel of Al Mitzvos, and then one could be mekabel Al Mitzvos. This is similar to what the Rishonim write, that it could be, some of the Rishonim say, that the mitzvah of Emunah Ba'Hashem is in fact not in the minyan of Mitzvos, and it doesn't count as a separate mitzvah in the Torah of Emunah Ba'Hashem. Why not? Because it is not just a mitzvah, it is the foundation of all mitzvahs, because there can't be such a thing as a mitzvah if there is no mitzvah. So first a person has to believe in God, first a person has to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only once you have an acceptance of the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that there is a God, only then do we build up to a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Only then is it shayich to have a discussion about mitzvahs. V'haya im shema l'vayomer, the reason v'haya im shema comes before v'yomer, she'v'haya im shema noig b'yom u'b'layla, because v'haya im shema applies both during the daytime and at nighttime, whereas Vayomer ain't a noeg el bayom. Vayomer is something that only applies during the daytime, as the Bartanur explains, Dispei Parshat Tzitzis. It doesn't mean that we only say Vayomer during the daytime. We in fact say Vayomer at night. We learned in Perek Aleph that we say Vayomer at night. But the theme of Vayomer is one that's a daytime theme, because the primary theme of the chapter of Vayomer is Tzitzis, which is ain't a noeg es balayla, because the Pasuk says Uri'isim also, it has to be at a time that you can see it. But of course, we do say Vayomer at night because we have to be maskirin in Tzias Mitzrayim Balelos. That's what we learned, that Ben Zoma made the drasha Kol Yemei Chayecha L'Rabos HaLelos. So we say Kriya Shema, we say that even the third parsha of Kriya Shema at night as well. Now we're up to Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah is going to discuss Hakori Shema v'lo Shmi la Azna. What if a person says Shema, but he doesn't say it loud enough to hear it himself? So Yatza, he's still Yatza the mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says no, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah if he doesn't hear what he's saying, as the Bar Tanur explains. Tuxiv Shema Hashmei la Azna Hamashatam Letzim Yipicha. Shema means you need to hear yourself. You need to hear that which you're saying. Whereas the Tanakhama holds no. Shema means Bekalosh and Shato Shemaya. That Shema just means you can say it in whatever language you want, but it doesn't mean that it's Hashmei la Aznucha. Bar Tanur points out we paskin like the Tanakhama. Next halacha in terms of how we say Shema, Karvelo Diktek Bos Yoseho. If a person says Shema but isn't careful to pronounce each letter of Shema clearly, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says you are Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not Yotze. So the Bar Tanur says, what does it mean you're not Diktek Bos Yoseho? You're not careful to pronounce each letter carefully. So he says it's when you have two letters that are juxtaposed with each other that are the same letter and come back to back with each other, the last letter of one word and the first letter of the next word. Like Alut Levavecha, Esav Bisadcha, Vivadta Mehera. So if you don't give a little bit of space to pronounce in between them, you know, to pause in between them rather, then it's going to sound like one run on word. And then that's where Rabbi Yossi is going to say you're still Yotze. And we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but nevertheless, it's still best to be medaktik bo siyoseha, so we try to make sure to pronounce everything properly. And the Bar Tanur answers, adds that we're also very careful that a shvanach should be a shvanach, and a shvanod should be a shvanod, and the lo yarpa hachazuk, lo yichazek harofe, we should make sure our beget kefets are correct, that we put a dagesh in the right place. We have to make sure that when we say tizkeru, it's with a zayin, and not tizkeru with a sin. We should make sure to pronounce all of the words properly, especially tizkeru and tizkeru, because tizkeru makes it sound like we're doing these mitzvos l'man tizkeru so that we can get schar. And the Mishnah tells us it's not proper to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu al menas lekabel pras. We should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo al menas lekabel pras, and therefore we are very careful to pronounce the Zion as a Zion and not as a sin. So that is the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi that Yotze, but we still try to be careful to do like Rabbi Yehuda and pronounce everything carefully. Hakori l'mafrei, if a person recites Shema in the wrong order, he says a later pasuk before an earlier pasuk, lo yatze, he's not Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. This means he says a later pasuk before an earlier pasuk. However, the Bar Tanur points out, im hiktim parshas vayomer le parshas vayim shema u parshas vayim shema le shema near dein zachash v'mafreya. If he says the three parshios out of order, that's not called kari l'mafreya. Then everyone's going to agree that he's yotze. Karavitav, a person said shema and he just lost track of where he was up to. Yachso l'makam shetai, should go back to the place where he knows for sure he was already up to there. Meaning he goes back to the safest place that he knows that he hasn't that he doesn't know necessarily that he's going to be repeating himself if he goes back to this place. He doesn't go back further than that because you wouldn't repeat yourself on purpose. But that's the concept of karavita'a, that you go back and you make sure that you said every single word. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalit.